In a 30 to 90 minute speech, the big promise is the most important sentence because it sets up the reason your audience member should listen to the rest of your speech. The big promise usually comes after your initial opening story and then connects your audience to the body of your speech. If this sentence doesn't hook them in, they'll mentally tune you out and leave you wondering why. So here's one of the big promises I use for my management speeches. What got me here as a speaker won't get me there as a speaker. What got you here as a manager won't get you there. It always takes new tools, new strategies, new techniques, and new ways. And so in the next 45 minutes, you're going to pick up several ways to gain commitment, not just compliance, to increase retention, and to have the morale raising through the roof. Welcome back. The big promise tells them exactly what they'll walk away with by the end of the presentation. But there's another important way to phrase it. Most speakers would phrase it like this. Today I'd like to share with you tools to create commitment. You ever hear that? Well, guess what? Nobody cares what you'd like to share with them. They only care about what they're going to get. So whenever you find yourself saying something like, today I'm going to share, no, instead say, today you're going to receive, or you're going to pick up, or by the time you walk out of here, you're going to have. You. You is the most important word in speaking. So take it from what I give to what you get. In fact, here are two great ways to phrase the beginning of your big promise. In the next 45 minutes, or whatever length of speech you have, you will pick up and then list the benefits or results that they'll receive. For example, in the next 45 minutes, you'll pick up the formula you need to generate more leads in 1 hour than most entrepreneurs can get in 1 month. Now, here's part number two. You'll walk out of these doors today with the tools you need to blank, blank, blank. Here's another example of what I might use when I'm speaking to a group of speakers. And in the next 40 minutes, you're going to pick up strategies to keep your audiences on the edge of their seats. If you look at your handout, you'll see you'll first pick up strategies on how you can breathe life into a speech and make your audience come alive. Then you'll pick up tools on how you can bring the audience to you and keep them engaged at all times and hopefully awake. And third, you'll pick up tools on how you can build a message that sticks so that people will rehire you time and time again. Now, the key to your big promise is that it must pass the who cares test. So you'll want to test your big promise out on some people to make sure it's attractive. Your one goal when you test out your big promise is for somebody to say, tell me more. Tell me more. Now, besides teasing your audience into wanting to hear your entire speech, your big promise plays another very important role. It's the role of the barometer. That's right. Your big promise determines what you keep in your speech and what you keep out of it. It's a simple question. Have you ever wondered, hey, what should I keep in this speech? What should I take out of it? Well, simply ask, does it support my big promise? If not, take it out. If so, leave it in. That's why when I work with speakers on their 30 to 90 minute speeches, the big promise is one of the first sentences we create in the speech. It makes putting the rest of the speech together much easier. So now it's your turn. I cannot overemphasize the importance of your big promise. So make sure you really take the time to create it. Here's a formula to help you get started. Write this down. Oh, wait a minute. You don't have to write this down because you can simply download the PDF transcript. Duh. I should know that. Anyway, here's the formula. In the next blank minutes, you'll pick up the tools you can use to blank, blank, and blank. If you can fill in those blanks, you'll be on the right track to creating a compelling big promise. I promise you that. So, I'll see you next week. In the meantime, keep speaking up.